ADL CEO, anti-American Marxist strain among Dems helped anti-Semitism seep in. By Ian Hanchett on April 13, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's The Record, Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt said that an anti-American Marxist strain in the Democratic Party is tied to a rise in anti-Semitism, and we've allowed this anti-Zionism, this kind of intolerance to seep into the system, the Democratic Party, and the left. Guest host Tom Bozzili asked, "Why are we seeing this hatred now? And have you been surprised at how the left and the media often downplay it? We focus, as you mentioned, a lot on this here at Newsmax. But a lot of other news organizations have just sort of shooed this issue away." Greenblatt responded, "Yeah, thank God for your leadership. Not allowing that to happen, and this show in particular has been great on it. So, why is this taking place? I think we've seen anti-Semitism normalized. Frankly, we've seen anti-Zionism normalized. Let's be clear about this, right? If you harass and intimidate and terrorize people because of where they're from or how they pray, you're not an activist. You're a bigot. You're not some kind of advocate, right? You are an extremist. And for some reason, Tom, we've allowed this anti-Zionism, this kind of intolerance to seep into the system, the Democratic Party, and the left. And I say this as someone who worked for President Obama, right? But I am still clear-eyed enough to recognize hate when it happens. And it's shameful, shameful to see this taking place in our higher education system, which has always been the jewel of America." Bozzili then said, "Yeah, and look, I happen to think that this is tied to a very strong Marxist strain that is running through the Democratic Party. And Marxism and socialism are atheists by nature, so it is anti-Jewish. It's not just anti-Israel, and it's also anti-faith, generally there." Greenblatt responded, "Absolutely, it's anti-American, Tom." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.